fails and they'll never get it back, nor their access to heaven. If I grow up and get my own phrase, I can walk through walls. If I grow up and get my own phrase, I can walk through walls. I'm gonna find an orb with God inside of it. I'm gonna eat insects and amphibians just to slow down my immune system. Slowly, slowly.
This is how it starts.
sugar. Just dying for a cause, cause, cause. A smile, a slither to my corner. On a face so true, my word is always in the ready. And I'll be tribute that to you. I don't belong to anyone. I don't belong to anyone. I don't belong to anyone. I don't wanna belong to anyone. You should've heard I'm in the Bowery, learning people with a tongue.
Thanks for sticking with me. You're tuned into 101.9 CFNC. And the tracks going back, once from latest played to oldest played, were Fontaine's DC with I Don't Belong, then Shame with The Lick, Concrete Vehicles, which used to be computing, with Cut Ties, Viagra Boys with Best in Show, Punk 4, These Three Things by Ott, and to kick it off, I had Throw It Away by The Preoccupations. And I'm pretty sure that was a good introduction for this week's album of the week. But yeah, this album of the week is The Falls' 1983 album Perverted by Language. And yeah, one of my favorite albums of all time. I got into this album, I think, 2 or 3 years ago this summer when I was at Sonic Boom. Some guy online told me I should get into them based on how much I liked Squid and Viagra Boys. And I was like, okay, whatever. But then I got into them, and once I did, I kind of couldn't stop. And that seems to be a familiar thing that happens with people when they get into the fall. There's just so much to get into, and they were so innovative when they were first starting out that it's really hard to find post-punk bands that have no influence from the fall. Like, Viagra Boys, Best in Show Punk Form, that kind of deadpan and rambling he does the entire song is very, very reminiscent of Monkee Smith's kind of vocal and lyrical style. Just the constant rambling about stuff you can't really even decipher in the moment. You have to listen back and listen back to kind of get everything he's saying at. Other bands like Black Midi and Shame are also very indicative of this. Especially Black Midi's song Welcome to Hell, when he does the exact kind of flow and delivery as Fortress by The Fall. But that's on Hex Induction now. We'll be talking about Perverted by Language today. I think Perverted by Language has The Fall's best crop of tracks. You got Smile, the intro, Eat Yourself Fitting, I Feel Voxish. The singles released around the time are some of the best as well. The Man Who's Had Expanded, Wings, Kickin' Conspiracy, Pills and Trail. And some of the most experimental stuff they've ever done is on here as well, like Hotel Bloeldel, Tempo House, I Feel Voxish again. And it's really, if you get into them, it is the most fall album, I would say. It's most, it showcases kind of everything they do, really, with Neighborhood and of Infinity having the bassline, really fast drums and bass guitar with the ramblings over top, which is prominent in songs like The Classical, Bombast, Nate Will Not Return, and all of the later stuff as well. And while you have that, you have tracks like Gangren, which are reminiscent of the longer song styles that are built on repetition and kind of don't stop except the chorus. And yeah, I'll be playing both of those tracks I just mentioned, along with Hotel Bloeldel and the track The Man Who's Head Expanded, which was released not too long after the album was released. And yeah, I hope you guys like these tracks because they are some of my favorite of all time. So I'm going to stop talking. I'll let that 3-track run of Neighborhood of Infinity till Hotel Bloeldel play, and then I'll get The Man Who's Head Expanded. So stay tuned.
Collection of the divine, the blind, the subtly, the solution. was revealed to be a three-legged black gray hog. I see what flows from his mushy pen. Garden. That person has films on TV. 5 years back, at least, is a young generation dancing troupe trying to perform country and western. Stayed up some nights. He had a Kingdom of Evil book under a German history book. He was contrived like that. I see what flows from his slushy pan.
Stylish punch. You have the second gods. conflict, sparking off a repeat. These southern specters with disease rhythm, dusty, organic, and psychic.
Of this, he was convinced.
that concludes the album of the week, The Falls Confounded by Language. And those tracks played first to last were Neighborhood of Infinity, Garden, Hotel Bloeldel, and The Man Whose Head Expanded. And I could go on about each one of those songs for a long time, but The Garden, I think, was the song that really clicked for me when getting into The Fall and kind of made me a diehard fan of them. The jangly guitars, the story that kind of doesn't make sense and could relate to a whole lot of things. I kind of interpret it as a Inglourious Basterds kind of story, when the man on the motorbike at the end is rebelling against these, like, neo-Nazis. But again, don't take my word for it. I'm not an English major. I don't really know Monkey Smith that well and cannot tell you what he was writing about when he wrote that book and this song story. And yeah, just the chorus, the bass line on the chorus is so simple yet so addicting. To finish off today's episode, though, I have a few tracks which kind of hung on the same vibe, like the Angine de Poitrine and Glass Beam section. I got a few tracks that I've been listening to for a while, and there's a new album that came out to high acclaim by Nerosta Steel that has a song on it called Boss Tricks on it. And that song is very, not indicative, I gotta stop saying indicative, but it very much reminded me of Volcano by Jungle, especially the tracks Back on 74 and Holding On, and Bunglio's, just kind of Bunglio's in general. I'll be playing Indigo Dream off my favorite album of his, Open This Wall. But I don't know, something about all three of these tracks, they don't audibly sound the same. They all have very different structures and instruments in them, but they're all just very dancey, happy, uplifting. I don't know how else to describe it. You guys will feel it through when I play the tracks. But I think this is it for me today. I won't be here too much longer. And I'll see you guys next week. I have something special cooked up with a few local bands that I'll be playing. So yeah, if you guys like more hardcore and post-punky stuff, tune in next week, because you'll be getting quite a bit of that. I'm going to quit talking. I know my ramblings have seemed like nonsense today, but to finish off today, Boss Tricks, Nerosta Steel, Holding On, Jungle, and Bunglio's with Indigo Dream. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you guys next week. I'm not afraid to
next to me. Join us Sundays 11 a.m. through 1 p.m. for Flat Baroque here on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, Dinah Jansen, on my quest to learn about and present the best in opera music. Journey through the classics with me and enjoy brilliant compositions and librettos by all the greats performed by world-class artists while I break down a little history and walk you through each of the acts. Come for the drama, the comedy, the tragedy, and just simply beautiful music for all to enjoy over Sunday brunch. Flat Baroque every Sunday at 11 a.m. We hope you can join us.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us.
Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around. We are saying it is now 10 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Coming up next...